Well, shit. I'll be in a newspaper. News of the day with Nasser Kandil. Syrian army, a red line around Hama and counteroffensive towards Saraqib and Khan Sheikhoun. Assad meets Araqchi. Terrorism understands only the language of force and we will use it to dismantle it. Israeli analysis. Aleppo battles compared to the Philadelphia corridor to cut off resistance supplies. The political editor wrote. The Syrian army has successfully contained a major offensive by terrorist groups led by Jabhat al-Nusra, which culminated in their control of Aleppo and the cities of Saraqib and Khan Sheikhoun, along with attempts to advance toward Hama. Drawing a firm red line around Hama, the army thwarted their progress into villages and towns in northern and western Hama's countryside, regaining all lost territories in these areas. According to field sources, military preparations are progressing for a counteroffensive already underway, targeting Khan Sheikhoun and Saraqib. Meanwhile, intense Syrian and Russian airstrikes continue to target terrorist command centers in Idlib, and convoys moved between Aleppo and Idlib, resulting in hundreds of casualties among the militants. On the political front, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad met with Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi, who described the meeting as fruitful, delivering a message of support and solidarity from the Iranian leadership. Assad also held and received numerous Arab and international calls, most notably from UAE President Mohammed bin Zayed and Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammed Shia al-Sudani, both affirming their support for Syria in confronting the expansion of terrorist groups. Commenting on this expansion, Assad stated, "Terrorism understands only the language of force, which we will use to dismantle it." In the occupying entity, media has shown notable interest in the developments in Syria. Hebrew channels hosted several figures and leaders of terrorist groups who openly acknowledged their alignment with the occupying entity in opposition to Assad, Hezbollah, and Iran, even expressing readiness to wage battles on the entity's behalf. Former head of the Zionist Army Planning Division, General Amit Yagur, remarked on the parallels between Aleppo battles and the Philadelphia corridor. He noted that control of this corridor was aimed at cutting off arms supplies to Palestinian resistance, drawing a comparison to the militants' role in Syria in disrupting arms routes to the Lebanese resistance.